Now we turn to one of the lawmakers who was deeply involved in the negotiations over this measure. For a decade, Senator Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat from Minnesota, has been pushing to close the so-called boyfriend loophole. It's a gap in the law that otherwise bans people convicted of domestic abuse from buying a gun. She says this bill of gun safety measures is one step closer to closing that gap. And Senator Amy Klobuchar joins me now from Minnesota. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Layla. It's great to be on.
So right now, federal law bars people convicted of domestic violence from purchasing a gun, but only if they're living with their partner, married to their partner, or if they have a child with their partner. Now, you were really behind pushing to close what's referred to as the boyfriend loophole. Tell us what that means, and did you get what you wanted in this bill?
This came out of my work as a prosecutor, where I saw time and time again tragic cases, domestic abuse cases that had gone on for years or maybe months that would result in death. 600 women a year are killed with guns who are in some kind of a relationship with the guy that does it. Half of those relationships are dating partners, yet the majority of states haven't closed the loophole. And what does that mean? Well, it means that people who are convicted of domestic abuse could still go out and get a gun. And we know in the states that have closed it, and now every state will have closed it with this law that we just passed, but the states that have closed it have seen a 13% reduction in domestic homicides. So we actually have the numbers to prove that this works.
So really a direct link there. And advocates say, yeah, this is a good step, but it actually doesn't go far enough to close the gap, some will say. For example, the new bill only mentions people who've been convicted of domestic violence, but not people who have full protective orders out against them. Can you talk about what you might have wanted to see in this bill that you didn't get?
Well, of course, from the beginning, my bill included stalking cases. And that I would have loved to see in it. It would have included another bill that Senator Blumenthal and I sponsored, would have included people under protective orders. But the thing about compromise is you've got a decision to make. Are you going to do nothing and just take your, you know, cookies and go home? Or are you going to actually go for maybe in this case, 3/4 of a cookie? And for me, this was so worth it. I know it's going to save lives. So that was a compromise we had to make. We also had to make a compromise about whether or not you could look way back in time at someone's record. But as it is now, if you get convicted of domestic abuse anywhere in the country, you are not going to be able to go out and get a gun. And that is a major game changer for domestic abuse cases.
Now, you mentioned compromise, and this gun legislation was all about compromise. There hasn't been gun legislation that's passed in decades, an indicator of just how contentious the issue of guns in this country really is. The measure was purposely focused, narrow, so that there could be agreement between the two parties. But is it too narrow? Will it actually change anything when it comes to the level of gun violence in this country?
It's going to change things in two ways. The first is obvious. Thousands of lives will be changed. You know, would I have liked to see a national red flag law very clearly put into place? Yes. Would I have liked to have an assault weapon ban? Yes, I'm on that legislation. I've long supported it. But the point is, for two reasons. One, the policies are going to make a difference. You're going to be able to have the mental health treatment that people need. We're going to finally be encouraging these red flag laws in states across the country. The boyfriend loophole closed. And so many other details that are really the key to tracking down people that shouldn't be having guns. But the other thing, we finally took on the NRA and won. Every single time, no matter how small the proposal is, the NRA has defeated it. So this is a major chink in the armor. This is the first time that a bill that was meaningful passed that the NRA was opposed to. And so that gives me hope. That an interest group like that can control the minds of Washington when the public is so firmly with what we did.
So do you have a sense that there's any more room for further legislative action in the future on gun safety after coming to this compromise?
I do. There were a lot of things left on the table. One of the things I would have loved to see was banning assault weapons at least for 18 to 21-year-olds. And, you know, people like Joe Manchin came out for that. There was Republican governors including ones that are in the Senate, who put that in place. And that's not going to happen immediately, but those are the kinds of things that we should be looking at, as well as the gun show loophole and many other proposals that we could put in place.
But is there enough appetite from your Republican counterparts to do the things you described?
Right now, there's the appetite for what we just did. I would say you see it. It's there. That's the bill that's passing. But that doesn't mean a year from now, 2 years from now, things don't change.
Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you. It was great to be on.